Welcome back to Maryland Morning on 88.1. I'm Sheila Cast. Sunday will be the 25th anniversary of the Americans with Disabilities Act being signed into law. It's aimed at preventing discrimination against people with physical or mental impairments by requiring employers and public facilities to provide accommodations for them. About one-fifth of Americans have some sort of disability. By many accounts, the ADA law has opened many doors, sometimes literally, but much remains to be fought for to ensure people with disabilities access to mainstream life. Last spring, we learned about one entrepreneurial effort to make it easier for those with disabilities to live independently when we spoke with Michael Bullis. He's founder and executive director of the Image Center of Maryland.
The Image Center is named that way because we want to change the image of disability, not just in the minds of the public, who obviously see us as sometimes helpless and think of our lives as very hopeless, but we also want to change our own minds about the times we sell ourselves short. So we're changing the image of disability for everyone.
And you also have an acronym, Independent Marylanders Achieving Growth Through Empowerment.
Yes.
Image. And you say us. Our listeners would say he doesn't sound disabled to me.
Oh, I'm totally blind, have been since birth.
And is that significant?
Oh, it's been an interesting run. It's a fascinating opportunity to look at life differently, to look at how to get things done, how to accomplish things. I've had a great life. I've worked all my adult life in various professions. I've owned several businesses, had a farm for 15 years, just to challenge myself at that. Blindness has been an opportunity for me to learn a lot of things.
And in 2011, you started the Image Center. What does it do?
The Image Center is an organization that serves people with disabilities, significant disabilities, from youth all the way into their 80s or 90s. We provide programs for young people to help them learn the skills of disability, learn to see examples of disability. We have a mentoring program where we can hook people up with adults who are raising their families and living their lives so that they can see this is possible. We provide ramps to folks who are older. As you get older and maybe need to be in a wheelchair, you need a ramp to get in and out of your house, or maybe you need a stair glide, they're called, in order to get from your main floor up to your second floor. Think of all of those homes in Baltimore City there's no way to get to your second floor except into your bathroom except by stairs. So we help people get stair glides into their homes. We help people learn the skills of how to cook when you don't see so good, learn how to cook when maybe you have to rearrange your kitchen because your hands don't work the way they used to and you need to have things located differently or move things differently.
And now you're trying to start something called the Aging and Disability Skills Gateway. What's that?
The Aging and Disability Skills Gateway is something that's going to profoundly change everything we know about disability. And I say that knowing that there are skeptics out there who will say, really?
Yeah.
Yes. And the answer is yes. We have been plagued, just to explain the situation a little more fully. Disability has had a problem ever since human history. And that is that most people who have a disability don't know anyone else who has the same disability. So the way we humans learn things is not available to people with disabilities. If you think about the countless things you do every day, from brushing your teeth to putting on your clothes, you saw somebody do it, or somebody taught you how to do it, driving, cooking, you name it, and then you did it yourself. Well, if you're deprived of that fundamental way that we humans learn things, you have a problem. You have to be a person who can make up a life. Most of us can't do that. So we struggled with that for some time, trying to figure out, is there a way to get people connected with people just like them? And we came up with the Aging and Disability Skills Gateway, where we will literally allow people to check boxes about how many disabilities they have and which kinds they have. And then they'll be able to see people just like them through videos and how they do things. It's a fascinating site. If you get a chance, go to www.disabilityskills.org and you'll be able to see our demo and see how this is going to work.
And we will link to that on our website. That's Michael Bullis, director of the Image Center of Maryland, here on Maryland Morning on WYPR. And we're talking about creating an online library of videos that show how people compensate for their disabilities. Give me an example of the kind of video that would be useful. I mean, what would I turn to this gateway for?
So you are in a wheelchair. You have the use of one hand, but not the other hand, and you really want to learn how to mow your lawn. Before the gateway, you might have said, well, I just can't do it. It's something I just have to accept that I can't do. But actually, you might go to the gateway and see that there are dozens of solutions to your problem that people have developed all over the country. And you might see the different devices they've developed or created about how to pull the lawnmower and how to move the lawnmower, et cetera. One guy even built his own lawnmower. There's all kinds of ideas out there. And what we want to be is the repository for ideas.
Walk us through how this is going to work.
So you're going to be able to go to our site. You're going to be able to check off your specific limitations. Maybe it's unable to use your right hand and unable to use your left leg. And then we're going to have you go to the next page, which will say, what do I want to learn? Do I want to learn how to cook? Do I want to learn how to clean the house? Maybe I want to learn how to mow the lawn. And you'll check off that skill. And then you'll go see people just like you. Since we're drawing from the entire world, we'll be able to find people just like you. They will contribute videos, and we don't want them to be professional. We just want them to be ordinary people showing us how they do things. You'll be able to contribute. You'll be able to see those videos and see how people do things. We've broken that gap that has existed since forever with disability.
I mean, if this is such a good idea, why doesn't it already exist?
Well, it hasn't been possible until maybe the last 8 or 9 years. The ability to store massive amounts of videos wasn't possible. And honestly, the professions themselves, whether it be vocational rehabilitation counselors or occupational therapists, have always relied on traditional methods of sort of figuring out as we go along. That's what my staff do. When somebody new comes in with a disability, we say, well, gee, let's kind of figure that out. And that began troubling us. We began realizing, wait a minute, we shouldn't just be figuring things out one person at a time. We ought to be able to create this Wikipedia of disability skills, if you will, so that people can literally go see people just like them. And not just one or two people, by the way. It takes several people, because if you just see one person do it, you might think, well, that person's smarter than I am, or they're braver than I am. But if you see several people just like you, then you eventually come to say to yourself, if that person can do it, so can I.
If this takes off, do you see it replacing some occupational therapy?
No, I think there's a huge role for occupational therapists and rehabilitation counselors in helping people understand their disability, helping them understand specific kinds of physical limitations they may have or physical capacities that they may have. Physical therapy is a lot more than just showing people a set of skills. It's helping them figure out how to do them. But it will be a huge resource for occupational therapists, because no longer will they have to sort of make things up as they go along. They'll be able to look at 8 or 10 or 15 people who have exactly the same kinds of disabilities as their client, and to be able to say, let's take a look at all of these and figure out which ones are going to work for us. We are like Wikipedia and like YouTube and lots of other things. We are relying on the fact that users will want to contribute their solutions to problems. Think about your grandfather, maybe, who had a wood shop, and as he got older, he started shaking a lot more, so he developed little jigs that he used out in his wood shop. Unfortunately, what happens is when grandfather dies, all those great ideas he came up with about how to manage his wood shop go nowhere. So what we believe is that people will want to show us their knowledge. People will be excited about being able to show other people how they solve problems.
What's it going to cost to do this?
$3.5 million. Some people have asked, why doesn't it cost 35 or 50 or 100 million? But the reality is that with technology working the way it does today, with the cost of entry being cheap, it's easy to do this kind of thing, to create the infrastructure that wasn't even possible 8 or 10 years ago. So it's something that whose time has really come and is a possibility that we can now fulfill.
What's the next step?
Well, we're looking for money, obviously. We've developed our business plans. We've developed all of our market research to make sure that we weren't trying to do something that wouldn't work. We're really ready to do the next step, which is bring in some funding and get this thing moving. It's expensive in that you have to reach into the communities. You have to reach into the communities of people with disabilities around the world. You have to reach into the occupational therapists. You have to reach into the vocational rehabilitation specialists. And you have to build excitement about the idea of doing this. And as we do that, that's going to take the time. It's going to take the first year or two to really get this off the ground and get it running and operational.
I would think, I mean, many disabilities are associated with an illness or disease or a physical limitation. And there are already lots of websites for people with MS, or websites for people who have no sight, or website for the hearing impaired. Don't they supply this?
So many of them do. There certainly are, but there a lot of them are medical sites. If you want to see, MS does have some training sorts of things, but most of it is sort of canned video kinds of things. It's not users just submitting how they mow the lawn or how they do their dishes or how they arrange their kitchen. We want people to see other people just like them. That's key to how this is going to work. And focusing on a disability like MS or like paralysis from a car accident, let's say, is probably not as relevant as what its effect is. In other words, that you have no arm is the most important thing, not how come you don't have an arm. Maybe you were born without an arm. I met a lady recently who was born with no arms. The point for her is that she doesn't have any arms, and how does she get things done? And if she can learn that from someone who lost their arm in a mill accident, she doesn't care. She just wants to know how to get the job done so she can live her life.
Listening to you describe it, I almost get the impression that it is as much about opening attitudes of people with a disability as it is about sharing particular skills.
It is about attitudes, but skills relate to attitudes. Because when you are disabled from a car accident and suddenly have a completely different life to look forward to, your big question is, how do I get my life back? What do I do? Don't tell me I have to have a good positive attitude. I'm good with that. But tell me how to do it specifically. How do I change the baby's diaper? How do I do the dishes? How do I drive my car? How do I go back to work? Those are the key questions people want answered. Then it's a lot easier to have a good positive attitude.
Do you know that from firsthand experience?
I've certainly watched thousands of people go through it. I myself know that that it is about positive attitude and it is about skills. When I had my farm, I used to play this game called the 50-mile rule, and that was I had a task that I had to do and I didn't think I could do it, and I had to pretend that there was no sighted person within 50 miles and that I had to get it done. And you know what? I always found a way. It wasn't always the most elegant way, but I could always find a way to get it done.
Michael Bullis is founder and executive director of the Image Center of Maryland, located in Towson. On our website, wypr.org/Maryland Morning, we have a link to the Image Center's website, and in particular, to the Aging and Disability Skills Gateway. We spoke in April, and we caught up with Bullis again yesterday to ask about the progress the Image Center has made in developing its online database. Hi, how are you?
I'm wonderful. Thanks so much for having me back to talk.
And how is the Image Center doing?
Well, the Image Center is fine. We're in a very busy time right now because of this is the 25th anniversary of the Americans with Disabilities Act, so we're out publicizing what strides have been made for folks with disabilities and also trying to highlight what needs to be done in the future and so what some of our next steps are.
Well, let me pick up on that. For you as a blind person, what impact has the Americans with Disabilities Act had?
Well, probably one of the major impacts, and it's been fairly recent, would be the access to internet services. Websites have to be accessible in order for blind folks like me to use them. It's only been in the last few years that the Department of Justice and the courts are finally saying, yes, you have to make them accessible to folks with disabilities. But more broadly, for people in general, people who use wheelchairs and people who use walkers, we see it every day that now you can get in and out of restaurants, you can get in and out of buildings. Every new building has to be built with accessibility in mind. There's still lots of old buildings around, but they're going away. And we've got unprecedented access to public places and public spaces as folks with disabilities that has never been historically possible.
And yet you mentioned a minute ago that this is a time to focus on what needs to be done next. How would you describe that?
Well, of all the titles in the Americans with Disabilities Act, the one that has moved the least is the employment title. It's the levels of unemployment for folks with disabilities hover around 70%. That needle hasn't moved much, a little bit here and there, but hasn't moved much over the last 25 years, because employers are nervous to hire someone when they don't know what job they can do or how they can do it. And people with disabilities very often also don't know how to accomplish the skills they need to accomplish in order to get the job done. That's why we think our Disability Skills Gateway is so important, so that people can learn through imitation like the rest of humanity learns. If you think about everything you know, You learned it because you saw somebody do it, and you said, you know what, I'll try that, and you did it. People with disabilities have to make up a life for themselves because very often they know nobody with their specific set of disabilities, and so they're very often unsuccessful at it. But if you have a hearing loss, if you have vision loss, what you need to do is see people, how they're handling their situations, and then you can say, okay, I can do that now. And that's why we think the Gateway is so hugely important.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you so much.
This is Maryland Morning on 88.1. I'm Sheila Cast. Stay with us here on 88.1.